Like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
Time for The Talk and AEW.
Hey, the PCTV people, look at your TVs. Here we are. We are
oh
on.
My goodness.
We have cameras. We are on video.
Oh, no.
So now we can actually do the show the real way. There's
oh,
everybody.
No. Hello. Hi.
Yeah, never mind the pause in this thing. There's nothing I can do about that.
Sorry, we can't control that.
We can't control the pause. So, okay. Last time we had gathered, we had promised that we were going to show Darlene's projects that she was working on, and now that we actually have video, we can actually show those projects. So I'm sure she's got some stuff to show us.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so go ahead. Don't worry about the pause. Just do your thing. There you go.
There's the one I did. Here you go. It's tulips in a basket.
Yay!
So, yeah, it's kind of a cool one for like Mother's Day, you know. Give her those.
That's
ever.
What I was thinking.
Those were those tulips that you know you can go ahead and give, and you never have to water the suckers or worry about them croaking. That's the good part. So,
How long did it take you to do that one?
About maybe 3 or 4 days. Tops. I mean,
so for the WTBR people, once again, you have to
okay
tell us what you got there, because they can't see us. PCTV can PCTV can see us
okay
now, but WTBR can't.
All right. The basket is, it's pure white. The basket is, and it's got the handle, a little handle, and a baby blue bow on the front panel of it, to make it have that extra beauty on it. I mean, after all, I mean, it's white. I mean, you want to add a little bit of fling with the colors. The colors that I picked for the tulips are a sun yellow and a regular yellow. And then I've got the regular purple on the flowers and a
lilac.
Yeah, that sucker.
No, her mouth transplant's not working.
Yeah, lilac color. And then we've got a beautiful, like, baby pink for one of them. And it has that neon pink there that every kid kind of likes, having a shirt or a jacket. So we've got that color. And then we've got I'd say maybe an aqua color for the top part of the blue. And then we have for the bottom, it's teal for the other flower. So those are pretty interesting on the colors that I picked. I mean, I wanted it to be a little bit different. I mean, they suggested blue, but I figured, well, I'm already using blue for the bow, so I'm going to change it.
So people that are doing this and thinking, hey, can we change the colors ourselves?
Oh, absolutely. You can change them suckers any way you want. I went ahead, as a matter of fact, I made two things recently. came up with my own pattern. And Jessica can tell you, I made two different kinds of toilet paper holders. My idea, came up with it, loved it. I put the circle one of the canvas that I was talking about, and then I went ahead and I took the regular sheets of canvas, went ahead and measured it and rolled it out to the size precise of the toilet paper, added a little extra piece to it, put it on there, boom, looks absolutely perfect. Then I said to heck with it and ordered a bunch of different kinds of baby bows, and have like four different kinds of bows all around it and a big bow on top. I mean, it looks really, really awesome. But I also happen to have one of the projects that I was talking about. I'll show you guys. I can reach behind me.
She's got something behind her.
Yes.
Da, 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 da.
Whoops. I almost dropped it too.
Look at that. Isn't that beautiful?
There. It is the bunny rabbit that I was talking about. The bunny rabbit.
This is going to take a bit to explain to the WTBR people.
Okay. Like I had said before. Oops. Here. Slide it over that way. There. That way. It has the same thing of the tulips. Almost, I would say. Except... it happens to have the actual blue instead of the thing. But all the colors that I mentioned with the tulip, that thing of tulips, I decided to use the same colors for the going. It's going around, completely around, and it's all connected, garland, and it's all connected together, and it's two different strips that were connected to make the bottom half of the candy dish. It's supposed to be a candy dish. It looks kind of cute, don't it?
And if you look in, you can actually see where the candy goes.
Yeah.
If you look in there, you can actually see
it. It's got the bottom. It's got the bottom half of it. You can go ahead and put the bottom half of it with a sheet of canvas on the bottom. And then there's the box that was made from the regular Christmas green that you go ahead and you can do for the box that the bunny rabbit sits on to make sure she is the height of the party. And then I decided to go ahead and put a little baby bow on her head and make her into a girl, because I figured it would be cuter than the boy. Sorry.
How long did it take you to do this one?
this one took me, and Jess, she helped me out too. It went ahead and it took us about a month in total. We were pretty shy, close to almost not having it completed to get it on top of the coffee table for Easter by 2 days.
So those are the two projects that we promised that we would, show you when she, when she got them done.
And Jessica has her one of her things that she did too.
And was...
Hello, how are you?
She's got something too. Oh, that's right, she's working on a project too.
Yeah, and I was working on, as I said, Santa's reindeer for Christmas time. But I figured I'd do, like, one reindeer a month, get those all done. And so far, I've gotten Rudolph done. Here's Rudolph.
She got 9 reindeer to do, and I think 8 months left to do them.
I got one that I got halfway done. He's pretty good, so here's Rudy.
She did Rudy first?
Of course I did Rudy first, because Rudy's my favorite. Sorry. Not sorry. Anyways, the outside of him is a nice bright yellow. They suggested gold, but we didn't have the gold, so went with yellow instead. He is a little sand tan color. Little red and green saddle, because Christmas time. And of course, a little red nose and everything, and the dark brown antlers, and there's Rudy. So far.
We'll keep you updated on how her
how
her progressions are going. Okay, so those are the stuff that we promised that we would show once we got video back up here in the Beatles Forever studio. And we have HD cameras now, so
also,
this should be going. Well, we'll get to you in a minute. We have HD cameras now, so things are going to look a little bit more. You can see every bump and crevice.
And we got a guest in the audience.
And we have a guest in the audience. Who's the guest in the audience?
Look on the side of you.
Look on the... Oh. Yeah. He needs to stay over there because we actually have cameras going. All right, so what we were talking about... Now we go to our actual topic. You can see the fish tank in the background.
Yes.
The actual topic was... what you call it? What are we doing? Pokemon.
The Pokemon.
And Jesse actually brought...
Well, it continues.
And Jesse actually brought Pokemon...
Yes.
Toys with her today.
We
lost the other guest. She disappeared.
She's keeping the cat busy. Anyways, went ahead and I decided to bring out two of my little Build-A-Bear guys. I have the two other ones, but that's Pikachu and Eevee, so you've seen them already. When I brought them the last time into the studio, here's Meowth. This is Meowth. He's based off of a Japanese Nai kitty with the little coin. The one that holds the coin in her paw is the good luck kitty with the little paw up. This is Meowth. He's based off of that. And also on top of that, he's also based off of Siamese cat, so hence little brown booties and little brown on his tail.
Look who came back.
Ooh.
She's back. Hello.
She's back.
Oh, she brought more toys. We'll get to your new toys in a second.
And also on top of that, he's part of the Meowth is part of Team Rocket crew. He can actually go ahead and talk in English. And Team Rocket is always trying to get a hold of Pikachu, and he can actually go ahead and speak Pokemon and English, so he's bilingual in the Pokemon world, which is actually kind of cute. And I also... Charmander. Little orange, as you can see, orange flame lizard. Little flame on his tail right there. He got the red and the yellow flame. And he's orange and yellow. And yes, he is a flaming lizard, hence Charizard. And Charmeleon and Charmander, he's a fire salamander. What?
I have a question. Did you tell everyone that you got them from Build-A-Bear?
Yes, they're the Build-A-Bear ones. Boom. I got both of these guys and two other ones from Build-A-Bear. This is actually one of the starters from the first generation. He is the fire starter. Starting Pokemon. You have this one, Bulbasaur, and Squirtle. Squirtle would be the water turtle. Bulbasaur is the plant dinosaur guy, and he's the fire lizard guy. That transforms into a dragon, but he's not really a dragon. That is what grinds my gears. About that. I'm dead serious. It looks like the old medieval dragons. That's what Charizard looks like. But he's not a dragon type. What?
I try not to confuse the audience too much.
He's a dragon, but his type is not dragon. His type is fire. He's not a dragon, according to the Pokemon world. Even though he looks like one, but he's not a dragon.
Did you show everyone your
Pokemon? Yep. And of course, the littlest one of
that's
the crew.
The one we were talking about.
Unless there's a microphone in front of your face, nobody can hear you.
Isn't that the one you were talking about that changes that? It was one color, and then she changed to another color?
Then this is one of the evolutions of Eevee.
That's what I was talking about, was Eevee. I mean, she can change one color and then change to another. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Eevees can be both boys and girls, so...
So you might want to describe for the people on the radio, because people on the radio can't see us, even though the PCTV people can now see us. The people on the radio cannot.
This is Sylveon. This is the fairy type of Eevee's evolutions. She's a pink and white little fox. Has ribbons all over that are pink, blue, and teal, and she has big baby blue eyes. Then, this is a fairy type Pokemon. When you go ahead and befriend Eevee in the fairy realm, this is what goes ahead, and this is what evolves into. It's a little friendship that you have when you're in the fairy world with.
So was this another Build-A-Bear?
No, this one is actually a Pokemon Center one.
Pokemon.
One is a Pokemon Center.
When you go to a Pokemon Center.
They were selling them at Walmart, actually. When we got here, they sell plushes at our local Walmart, and you can get Walmart and Amazon, etc. Anyways, I got her at Walmart. And yes, if you look on her little tushy tag, it says PokemonCenter.com on the bottom of it. Which is actually pretty cool. But yeah, this is an actual Pokemon Center plush. This is adorable.
Okay. One thing I wanted to tell you, if you do happen to have a Pokemon Fanatics in your home, and you do live in the Pittsfield area, they happen to have
GameStop, Walmart,
what's that other place there? Oh, God, I can't even think of it. But, yeah, they have a bunch of different ones that are there, but that's where Five Below had a couple of them too.
So you can go to your favorite retail store. Walmart, GameStop, Five Below.
Take a look. Yeah,
maybe the dollar store too. You could.
Oh, don't get me started. We found
probably
some
go
of the,
in there,
some
there and check for
if
them.
If you go to
so find your favorite retail store and look for Pokemon.
By all means, look around. You could be surprised. You could find sometimes find the most cheapest and most nicest things, and then some of them are like, oh my god, they're so extravagant on it. But yeah, you can pretty much look all the way around. If your heart is follow your heart, and there you're going to find them.
And always, you can always look for your favorite in your favorite stores around town where, you know, so.
Yeah, it wasn't like a call to action or anything.
Yeah,
like
bunch of stores around town.
Right. Bunch of stores that.
So what else have you got on the Pokemon field?
I also have.
And then we're going to get to Darlene's little.
Mom wants to do it while I'm getting into some.
Okay, so yeah, what else you got over there? You got more little toys.
Here's what I was talking about. Here is my toilet paper holder thing. I made this. This was something that came out of my. It's made with the colors of teal, baby blue, baby pink, and rose color. Those are the colors that I chose that I love for it, and I put a beautiful bows onto it. I put a teal one on it, and a couple other ones. I put rose, the baby blue and pink and a white one. I pretty much followed all the colors that I had put on it, so I put the baby bows to match what I had did. I know it's kind of silly, but I don't know. I just wanted to fancy it up for the bathroom. Haha, woman. It's woman's bathroom, not men take over my house. Sorry.
And then you've got the
see? Toilet paper holder.
Yeah. Actually, got toilet paper in there, and she's got the black and blue one.
This one here is black, blue, and purple, and it has a black bow and gray. That's for my youngest daughter, rather. She's a sort of my gothic daughter. She likes
it.
And she loves everything with a darker image rather than having a light image in her life. She likes to have it, but, you know, she wants nothing really pink too much because we kind of overdid it with the pink too much when she was little. So she wants everything a little bit darker.
You have to describe it for the radio people.
I did.
Okay,
I turned
behind.
Around and I says that... I went ahead.
How long did it take you to make these?
These actually, they took me about maybe 4 days, maybe five tops, because I had to go back with this one, and you have to go back and redo it with the size and everything. Sometimes you have to put an extra piece in there, which you can blend onto it in the back to add for the extenders, which is pretty cool. I mean, you know, you measure it and then you add a couple extra pieces onto it because, you know, you're not going ahead and knowing you're not going to sit there and, you know, put a precise thing around it and go, oh, yeah, I got it perfect. Trust me, it don't work that way. Some tall papers are really, really thick. Some of them are a little smaller. My thing is if you're thinking about wanting to know this pattern, give me a buzz.
www.peter@gmail.com.
Yep. We'll give it to you. I mean, it's cool. It's one of the first things that I tried out of my head. Trust me, it's a lonely place. That's what he keeps saying anyway. Otherwise, it was exciting. And we both enjoyed doing it. She helped. So, you know, it was fun.
And I guess you'll give us more updates as things progress with that. And
oh, of course.
If we just slide, let's see, for the PC.
And we slide.
If we bring the camera over just a little bit.
Look.
There he is. He's on camera.
Theo.
Theo's on camera.
Hi, Theo.
All right, so we have a few minutes left over here. So what? We got like 5 minutes. So what's on your agenda for your Pokemon today?
Oh, I went ahead. I found a little something because you had asked about the backstory behind the developer getting the idea for. Generation 1 games were developed beginning of, as early as 1990. And it was from an idea that Shishori DeGiri had, and he thought and pitched it to Nintendo with the help of Shigeru Miyamoto, which actually did Mario Brothers. And the inspiration was from, like I said, his childhood of collecting bugs. But he also thought of this little caterpillar crawling across the Game Boy connection wires between two Game Boys, and that would be the idea of trading for the Pokemon that they would actually travel through the wire. And it's funny because that is one of the big key components of it, is if you don't have one of the Pokemon, you can always go ahead and tap into the web to trade it. I suggest you trading with people that you know, so that way you know you're not getting, getting the short end of the stick with that.
So is there some place that you can actually look up the value of the Pokemon cards?
Yes, you can. There are actually card sellers from card shops that will actually tell you the value of your Pokemon cards. And we'll tell you what set they're from, how much they are, how much you can get for them. The biggest money drawers that you're going to see is mostly base set cards, the original set from the 90s. Those are going to be, especially the hologram ones, those are going to be your biggest ones you're going to get. Next is going to be like Bull Art EX cards, the break cards that came with, I believe it was the Ancient Origins set, because of how rare those things are. But mostly, like I said, that's going to draw big money are base set cards. Base set cards are the biggest, because people are going to want the originals from the 90s, not the reprints, not anything like that, like they did for the 25th anniversary. They did the reprint cards. And there are people that are going to be like, no, I want the original cards from the 90s. I have one or two original cards from the 90s. And the other ones are different sets because I got them from a mix, set. But trust me, it's hard trying to find a holo from the base set. It's a little annoying. And the main one that is mostly going to get, mostly you're going to get the money from, is going to be a Charizard one.
Alright, so if you want to know anything more about Jesse's Pokemon stuff, wwepeter@gmail.com. Been a quick 30 minutes. We gotta fly.
Yeah.
And
sorry, guys.
We're glad to be back on TV. Even though we're at the home studio, we'll be here for a couple more weeks at least before we go back to the regular studio. And Darlene and Jesse will keep you up to date on their projects as we go on, and we will see everybody next week.
Have a good day, folks.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.